Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. So do you struggle with focus? Do you have a difficult time putting your priorities in place or knowing that if I've got an hour to work on my online business, where do I put my energy? I feel pulled in a million directions. If so, I want to share with you today three power tips I wish I would have known in my first few years of starting an online business. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey, Messenger, welcome to the Market Your Message show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and author of the book, Your Message Matters, How to Rise Above the Noise and Get Paid for What You Know. And I'm so glad that you are tuning in because I've got a powerful lesson to share with you today. In fact, today's topic is called How to Increase Your Focus as an Online Entrepreneur. Boy, do we need focus more than ever. There are so many distractions coming our way. Social media, news, interruptions from people. Some of you may have your kids are home and they're homeschooled, and it's crazy, right? How do we carve out focus? And not only that, but when it comes to trying to launch a blog or a podcast or a business, how do we focus our message? How do we make it so that it's powerful to the people we most want to help? That's what we're going to be talking about today. In fact, here's what you're going to discover in our lesson today. You're going to discover why being specific is actually your superpower. It's not knowing everything and being a generalist. The difference between being a serial versus simultaneous entrepreneur, and why most people approach growing a business the wrong way. And I'll tell you, I even started it out the wrong way as well. So let's jump in. But before we get to tip number one, maybe you're saying, Jonathan, I don't even know where to get started. I've been thinking about a blog. I've been thinking about writing a book. I'd love to speak as a profession, or I want to do a podcast or YouTube video. I see all this opportunity popping up online to run a business, but I don't know where to start. If that's you, then I encourage you to go grab our number one most downloaded guide. It's called the Discover Your Message Blueprint. It's a 9-page guide that walks you through how to discover your purpose, your people, and your passion. You can go to marketyourmessage.com/discover and grab that guide today for free. All right, let's get into the lesson today. And I want to share with you three powerful tips. And I actually, if you have my book or you have a copy of my book, I actually am going to be reading a few select pages from the book. And by the way, if you don't have a copy of my new book, it's available in bookstores everywhere, but for a limited time, you can actually get a free book. So I have purchased a couple thousand copies from my publisher. And as long as you live in the US, I will send it to you. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. You can go to marketyourmessage.com/freebook to get your copy. All right. So what are these three power tips to help you get your focus back? Well, let's jump in to number one. Tip number one is specific communication. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, oftentimes what happens is when we start a blog or we start an online business, we just want to reach everybody. And so we think, if I get too specific, if I niche down too much, won't it be harder for me to reach my ideal audience? I mean, in a logical way, that kind of makes sense, right? That, you know what? When you struggle with gaining traction or building an audience, I don't want to narrow it down because then it's like harder to reach my audience. I'm communicating to a smaller group of people, right? But that, my friend, is entirely backwards. So what I'm going to do is actually, I want to read some from my book. So on page 90, this is actually comes from chapter 6 of my book called The Ignite Your Message Framework. And this is where I talk about this principle of specific communication. What does that mean? Well, here's what it means. The more specific you can be, the more powerful your communication becomes. Let me say that one more time, because this is a writer downer. The more specific you can be, the more powerful your communication becomes. And listen to this. A few years ago, I was interviewing famed copywriter Ray Edwards. We were discussing the issue of whether or not to niche down in business when he said something that had me scrambling for a paper and a pen. He said, the more specific you can be, the more powerful your communication becomes. You see, that's the power of finding a single passion or niche to pursue. The biggest mistake I made in the early stages of my business was having a lack of focus. Back then, I wanted my message to be for everyone. And by the way, is that you? I'm sure you might be thinking that. Like, I can help everyone. I want to help everyone. I don't want to narrow it down and only help a few people. Well, that's what my thinking was. I figured that building a business was hard enough. I didn't want to make things harder by narrowing my market. Doing so would mean it would take even longer to reach my intended audience, right? Wrong. I wish I'd been able to hear Ray's advice years before when I was first starting out. I would have saved lots of wasted time and effort. Once I discovered the importance of niching down my audience, my communication became more powerful. Since my message hit more close to home with my ideal audience, they began to reach out to me for help. And that meant I could help more people. So when I first started, I started with a life and career coach blog. That's where I started. I was like, I want to reach anybody. Doesn't matter what stage in their career, doesn't matter their industry. I just want to help people. But I got zero traction. And it wasn't until I had a mentor tell me, Jonathan, you've got to become a big fish in a small pond. You're doing it backwards. Okay. So then I niched down into being an accounting coach. So I started CPAcareercoach.com. And I suddenly, within a year, gained some serious traction. Because why? Because now all of a sudden, even though I was talking about the same things like resumes, interviewing, negotiating your salary, I was talking about it in the lens of accounting and finance. And so my message resonated much more strongly. Because think about it. If you're a CPA and you are listening to one person who's a general career coach and another who's an accounting career coach, which one do you give more weight to? Which one do you tend to want to trust more? The one that's more specific. So that's tip one to help you get focus. Is you're trying to do too many things. Maybe your audience is too wide. It's okay to get specific and narrow it down. And that leads me to tip number two, strategic action. And boy, is this a big one as well. Here's the lesson. And this is another lesson I wish I'd have learned earlier. There is a big difference between a serial entrepreneur and a simultaneous entrepreneur. There's a big difference. In fact, let me read part of this. This is page 91 of my book. This is, I said, a serial entrepreneur focuses on one thing at a time. A simultaneous entrepreneur tries to build multiple businesses or things at once. One approach is driven by focus, the other by activity. You need more than just activity in order to succeed. As Michael Hyatt says, productivity is not about getting more things done, it's about getting the right things done. In order to say yes to the right things, we must learn to say no to everything else. At first, the practice of saying no makes you wonder what you're missing out on, right? But the reward of focus is progress. I'd rather move one thing 10 steps forward than advance 10 things one step. That's the power of focus. Have you thought about that? Like, I'm an idea guy, and I'm always, and maybe you're an idea guy or gal too. And it's like, man, ideas don't stop coming. But what the challenge is when we work on 10 things, 10%, instead of working on one thing to 100%. So it's kind of like starting a book and writing the first chapter, starting to create an online course in outlining and maybe recording the first video, then going over to a membership site and buying and creating the logo for the membership site. And then, oh, the podcast. And maybe I record an episode of the podcast. The problem is I'm doing lots of activity, but do I have a result? No, because nothing's actually working in my business. Far better would it be for me to go back to the first thing and focus on moving one thing 100% instead of 10 things 10%. Strategic action. See, you may not have to work harder. You just may need to work different. And what I want you to do is say no to the good and say yes to what's great. What is the great project in front of you? That's the thing that you need to see through to completion first before you divide your focus elsewhere. So that's number two, strategic action. Tip three, single market. Now, this is similar to the illustration that I gave to you earlier, but I just want to drive this point home. And here's the point. You have to become known for something to someone. Let me say it again. You have to become known for something to someone. I talk about this on page 92. Focus sounds great, you may think, but I'm not sure what to focus on. How do you overcome a lack of focus? That's easy. Decide to become known for something. Maybe you have lots of interest. That's great. Still, give yourself permission for the next 2 to 5 years to become known for just one thing. Now, let me stop there because I'm someone who is multi-passionate. I have lots of interest. I have lots of business ideas. I have lots of niches I would love to build businesses online about. And so if you're multi-passionate like I am, I get it. It's so hard. It feels soul-crushing to narrow down to one market, one single message. But here's the thing. You need to know that you have to be first become known for something. Then you can become known for something else later. All right? But you got to start by becoming known for something. And here's what I did to give you a practical illustration. Okay? You can always pivot later. That's the point I want to make here, okay? I was worried that if I just focused on CPA career coaching, that I would have to do that for the next 50 years. But what I realized is that I can always pivot later, but I had to become known for something. So follow me, track me on this, and I think this will be an encouragement to you. I first became known as a career coach for accounting professionals. 2 years later, I pivoted and became known as the blogging guy. And who knows what the next few years of evolution will bring in my business. In fact, even right now, I'm becoming more of the messenger guy, the people who helps messengers, whether you blog, podcast, do YouTube videos, I help messengers, people with a message. So I became known for something and then pivoted to become known for something else. And that's the point that I want to make. But I had to start somewhere. And in the beginning, it's far easier to become known for something than to become known for everything, right? I mean, think about that. It's really hard to become known for everything. So become known for something. So again, my three power tips for you. Tip one, specific communication. The more specific you can be, the more powerful your communication becomes. Tip two, strategic action. Stop being a simultaneous entrepreneur. be a serial entrepreneur. You see, a serial entrepreneur builds a business or does a project, does a thing, then moves on to the next thing and builds that up, then moves on. So I have over around 17 different income streams for my business, but I did not build those all at once. It was one at a time. Very, very important. And tip number three, single market. Where are you putting your focus? Are you becoming known for something to someone? Then you have that ability. You have that choice. Don't try to be for everyone. Don't try to be everyone's expert, but become known for something. All right. I hope that was an encouragement to you today. And by the way, like I mentioned earlier, if you're just getting started and you're like, I don't know where to start, then you will want to go to marketyourmessage.com/discover. Because we will give you our 9-page guide called the Discover Your Message Blueprint. This will help you actually figure out your message. Because to have a good, powerful message, you need three things. What is your purpose? Who are your people? And what's your passion? What's the problem you want to solve? And we will help you uncover those three things in this 9-page guide. Well, that's it for this edition of the Market Your Message show. And hey, would you take a moment and like, share, subscribe, or rate our show? And also, what topics would you like for us to cover in future episodes? Let me know. But until then, never forget, your message matters.